We have to admit that Saeed decisions that violate the constitution and democratic principles were found on July 25th. And in last days also, a kind of support among a long number of citizens. But this sympathy will not last long. There are many challenges facing the president, among them respect of freedoms and human rights. The security forces today seem to have a free hand, and there is a clear violation of the constitution rules and the law also. The arrest of parliament members and opponents, and the travel ban on judges and politicians and businessmen are examples of what happened during the past days. And this is a big challenge.
For many observers, the decisions of Qais Saeed are taking Tunis back to the concentration of powers into hands of one man, especially with his announcement that he will also have authority over the judiciary, that he will preside over the prosecution services. Would Tunisia end up with the strong man's rule?
It is difficult, really difficult, to say that Tunisia will go to a kind of autocracy or strong man's rule, even if President Saeed's project is to return the country to that. Tunisia today, it's not Tunisia of 60 years ago. And the struggle of Tunisians for freedom extends for nearly two centuries now. There are thousands of people who died and were imprisoned in order for Tunisia to have a democratic system. That is why I think that it is difficult for Tunisians to accept any system that does not respect their history and their dignity.
But the workers' union seems to back the president, and they said that the political system in Tunisia should be changed. Would that mean no parliament, no parties?
To discuss this issue, to change the political system or make a new electoral code is possible always, but we should protect the democratic system as system, because the democratic system could be parliamentary or could be another kind of political systems. We have a lot of examples to mention. But anyway, respect of freedom and respect of human rights are red lines.